Morning. Today's daf in the Nedarim is Nun Ches. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is learned. Lezeich Anishmas Liba Gabriela Bas Shmuel. We are on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. A big discussion that is going to be covering really the entirety of today's daf, which started yesterday. We are in the seventh parak of Nedarim. We did the mission yesterday, but then the Gemara segued. The Gemara segued into a discussion which only tomorrow are we going to really discover why it comes up over here and what does it have to do with our mission, because really it's not a discussion that revolves around Nedarim. It's a fundamental discussion that revolves around growth and how to view growth of a fruit or that of a vegetable. The question the way the Gemara presents it is as follows. You put an onion into the ground during the you take the onion out of the ground during the Shemitah year, so that means that the onion grew during the Shemitah year, which in of itself is fine, but because the onion grew during the Shemitah year, it has Kedusha Shvi'is, it has the sanctity of Shemitah. We noted yesterday, it's important to review today, that any growth during the Shemitah year has Kedusha, it has sanctity, and therefore it has to be eaten, and you can't do commerce with it, and you can't do any other activity with the fruit or the vegetable. In addition to that, it has to remain within the confines of Eretz Yisrael. In addition to that, there comes a point in time where it requires beer, requires some form of destruction. That's not perfectly clear exactly what that means. But in other words, simply put, suffice to say that if it grew during the Shemitah year, so it has Kedusha Shvi'is. And then what happens is that you take the vegetable, you take the onion, we're talking specifically about an onion, you take the onion, you put it back in the ground during the eighth year, and it continues to grow. Now, the nature of the onion is that the original bulb is still intact. It still remains, and there's new growth that grows around it. That's the nature of a bulb of an onion. And the Gemara's question yesterday was, when you have growth growing on the original bulb, so how do we view that growth? Do we view that growth merely as just an extension of the original, and whatever the status of the original is, that's what's going to be the growth? Or do we say, no, that the growth is a totally new entity, and therefore we're going to be able to distinguish the original bulb and the new growth? This is a very basic question. This is a question that the Gemara asked yesterday, and the Gemara seek to basically come to some sort of conclusion in terms of how to view the growth. If you'd like to see the question once again, I think it's worthwhile just to go over the Gemara's formulation of the question. So we are on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. I'm just starting again from the two dots towards the top of the Amud. We did this yesterday. But it's very worthwhile as it brings us back to the beginning of the sugya and gets us fresh on this topic. Yishmal ish kfar yama, v'amila ish kfar di yama, hela biyado batzel shikar b'shvi'is. So he had in his hand, now hela biyado could literally mean he held it in his hand, or it just simply means he had a question. Either way, batzel shikar b'shvi'is. So we have an onion where the root of this onion, the source of the onion, comes from the Shemitah year, v'nata b'shminis, and you planted it once again in the eighth year, v'rabu gidu lavali karo. And now you have growth, and in fact, you have more growth than you have the original. V'hachi kami baile. And here's the question. Gidul of heter v'ikaro aser. So do we say that the growth is considered heter? Heter meaning it's not shvi'is. It doesn't have kedusha shvi'is. As Aran himself points out, obviously it's going to need trumas, and you're going to need to take off trumas and maitras. Just heter over here simply means it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is v'ikaru aser. While meanwhile the original bulb still, of course, is going to be aser. Kevin de rabu gidul of mikaro aser gidul of heter. Malinisa Isser, and the Gemara goes on to explain within this side of the question. Do we say now that the new growth that grew out of it is, let's say, it's the majority? So, in other words, I can actually quantify and see that the new growth exceeds the original. And so, what do we know? We know the basic halacha is that we have bittul, we have nullification, and so therefore we're going to say that the original bulb is going to be nullified, considering that the new growth, which is a totally new status, exceeds that of the original bulb. Although the Gemara says, or no, And in this two-word presentation of the other side of the question, what the Gemara is essentially asking is no. The growth that grew out of it is, doesn't have a new status because it grew out of the bulb, the original bulb, and it's because the original bulb has Kedusha Shviyas. So any of the new growth, even though it grew during the eighth year, any of that new growth is also going to have the same status as the original bulb. And since the original bulb is, has Kedusha Shviyas, so too will the new growth also have Kedusha Shviyas as well. This is the Gemara's question. This is the formulation of the Gemara's question. The Ran points out that really what we're asking, I see the Ran inside. I said over the Ran yesterday, but it's an important Ran just in terms of understanding what is essentially the question of the Gemara over here. The Venerally, the Ran writes, the Ran is about, not about, it's three lines after the lines start getting narrow. Venerally, the Ran says, the Ikra Sveika, what really is at the core of the issue of the Gemara over here is the Amrina, the Gidul of Kevin Shinim Shachim Yotim and Ikra. Really, what's at the crux of the issue over here is that since the growth is coming out of the bulb, and since the original bulb is aser, so therefore any new growth is going to have that same status. Or on the other hand, no. New growth is just that. It's new. It's a new entity. And so therefore it does not have the status of the original bulb, and if the new growth exceeds that of the old, so then the Ran says that then obviously we would have heter. We would have a, it would be permissible, considering that we have the basic concept of bittul. This is the way the Gemara formulated the question. Also, lekamid de Rabbi Ami. So he goes to Rabbi Ami and he presents this question to Rabbi Ami, lo hava biyadei. And Rabbi Ami didn't have it in his hand, and he didn't know the answer. Also, lekamid de Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha. And now he goes to Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, pashalei me hada. So the Gemara says, okay, I know the answer, and I know it based on the following. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, Trita'a, Amar Rabbi Yana, he quotes in the name of Rabbi Yana, about social truma shenatu v'rabbi gidulav ali kara. Let's say I have an onion of truma. Okay, so truma onion. So in other words, the history of this onion is that it already grew, it already was taken out of the ground. The owner of the land already took off truma samaisos. This particular onion represents the truma that he took off. And what did he do? He put it back in the ground. V'rabbi gidulav ali kara. And now you have growth, and the new growth exceeds that of the original bulb. Mutter. So the statement made in the name of Rabbi Yana is that's permissible, meaning the new growth does not have the status of the original bulb, but the new growth is totally new, and therefore it'd be permissible. The status of truma now has been nullified because the original bulb is a miut; it's a minority of the entirety of the entire growth, and therefore you have the concept of bittul. So it seems very clear from the statement to Rabbi Yanai that new growth is considered just that. It's new. It's a totally new entity.
Without the generation of the bulb, the initial bulb?
The assumption throughout this entire discussion is that the original bulb does not deteriorate, does not degenerate.
How does this work with, I don't know how onion works, but how does the, you have a new growth, like, how does it just get bigger?
I don't know. It's more than fair to ask. I should have at least looked. We planted out here. I'll give you a little insight. We planted our very first tree. We've been living in Florida for many years. We planted our very first tree this past year. It's growing, but I have no good farming acumen whatsoever. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, and some say it's Rabbi Zrika, look, I'm not disputing what Rabbi Yanai says. What Rabbi Yanai says is his opinion. But meanwhile, I'm going to point out that there are two other opinions amongst the Amoraim that clearly disagree with Rabbi Yanai. So why would you side with Rabbi Yanai when I'm going to show you two Amoraim, one of them being Rabbi Yochanan? I'm going to show you two Amoraim who clearly disagree. So Maninu, so trained. So the Gemara says, okay, let's introduce ourselves now to the two contrary opinions, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So first, we have a statement made in the name of Rabbi Abba, who's quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say I graft two trees, a new tree and an old tree. New and old over here just simply means before 3 years old, after 3 years old. Before 3 years old, we know any fruit that grows off a tree that is under 3 years of age is considered arla. The fruit is aser ba'achila uvehana. You can't eat the fruit, you can't benefit from the fruit. And so what I'm doing now is I'm grafting a branch. I'm grafting a branch of a young of a young tree onto that of an old tree. Uba peros, and there's fruit. Alpha pisho, siful masayim. Now, in the world of Arla, there will be bittul, but the ratio of bittul by Arla is a ratio of 1 to 200. Okay, but okay, the Chachamim amped up the amount of amount that you need in order to create bittul, but eventually that you do get to bittul, and that's exactly the point. Even if there is a growth 200 times the original amount, sir, it's still going to be prohibited. Now, why would that be? The answer is because all the new growth is still going to be rooted in the original. Since the original is Arla, any of the new growth is going to be Arla as well. So what do you see? Very clearly, that the idea expressed over here is that when you have new growth on the original, and the original is still there and still intact, so the new growth is going to have the same status as the original. Okay, that is Rav Yochanan's opinion, and that clearly goes against Rav Yanai. Furthermore, I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachman, I'm Rav Yonasan. Then the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Yonasan, another Amora in Eretz Yisrael. Baso shenatu bekerem, if I have an onion that was planted in a vineyard, and now an onion planted in a vineyard is no good, that's what's called kalayim, that's mixing together different species, and the halacha is, once again, everything has to be destroyed. Now, eventually, we do say bittul when it comes to kalayim, and once again, the ratio for bittul by kalayim is 1 to 200. V'nekar ha-kerem, and even though I uprooted the vineyard, so all I have now is that onion, usur, still, that onion is going to be prohibited, and we'll go one step further, even if there's an additional growth on the onion, it's still going to be prohibited. Why? Because any new growth that comes on the onion is going to be rooted in the original bulb. The original bulb is usur, because it fell under the Isra of Kalayim. So once again, I see that new growth is going to be prohibited. It's going to have the same status as the original bulb. So now I have two opinions, not the least of which is Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. I have two opinions over here that consider the new growth to be simply an extension of the original bulb. So what do you see over here? Two opinions. Now you quoted Rav Yanai, and Rav Yanai disagrees. Okay, that's fine. But meanwhile, you're contesting Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. So how can you do that? The matter came back to Rabbi Ami. Now you remember in the story, Rabbi Ami was the one who originally did not know the answer to the question. But then Rabbi Ami says, yeah, but you know what? Upon further review, I now have another statement which I think can resolve our original question. This is new. We didn't see this yesterday. Now we go into new territory. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Yochanan. Now, once again, this is not the first time we quoted Rav Yochanan on this issue. Just five lines up above, we quoted Rav Yochanan. But note that previously when we quoted Rav Yochanan, it was Rabbi Abba quoting Rav Yochanan. Now it's Rav Yitzchak quoting Rav Yochanan. That's important. Put that aside for a moment. We're going to come back to that in just a second. Litra b'tzalm shetiknam. Let's say I have a certain measure, right, liter. And it's not that they don't perfectly go in sync, but I'm sure the modern word liter comes from the word litra. At least that's my best guess. Either way, litra b'tzalm shetiknam. Let's say I have a certain volume of onions that I was misakin, that I corrected meaning I removed chumas amaisos, vizara, and then I planted it back in the ground again, mita seres lefi kula. What happens is that I have to take chumas amaisos once again, lefi kula, based on everything. Meaning, not only the new growth, which clearly, although you can argue the word clearly, but clearly needs to be mesukan, it needs to be corrected, because the new growth, you didn't take off trumas and mitzvahs off the new growth, but furthermore, even the original as well needs to be corrected. Now, that is interesting. The new growth is tevel, and you need to take off trumas and mitzvahs, as does the original bulb as well. Now, if you think about it, that's fascinating, because the original bulb, which once already has been removed from the ground, and once has already been corrected, meaning you've already taken trumas and mitzvahs off the original bulb, but because you put it in the ground, and because it produced new growth, not only does the new growth require trumas and mitzvahs, the hafresh of trumas and mitzvahs, but the original bulb as well. Now, let's take a moment to think about it. That is fascinating, right? It's like it's like being taxed on the same income twice, right? That's right. If somebody asks you, you know, you paid your income tax on your income, and then they come back and knock on your door and say, you know, do it again. what do you mean? Do it? I already did it once before. So the Ron points out over here. This is really fascinating. The Ron points out over here that what we're going to say is that Bittel is going to, this is really interesting, Bittel is going to treat the original bulb because there was new growth, and because the new growth exceeded the original bulb, and because we have the principle of Bittel, Bittel is going to make the original bulb the same status as the new growth, meaning the new growth is considered new. Not from the, it doesn't have the same status as the original bulb. Moreover, because the new growth exceeds the original bulb, so therefore the original bulb is going to take on the status of the new growth. The new growth requires hafrashas trumas and maisos, as does the original bulb itself. Okay, that is a very interesting point that the Gemara just formulated in the name of Rav Yochanan. Right. The Ron points out over here, this statement of Rav Yochanan is not perfectly synced with the previous statement of Rav Yochanan. Take a look at the Ron inside, three lines down, three wide lines down in the Ron, right in the middle of the line. The Alpha Gav Del Alba Samachama Rabbi Abba Mishmet Rav Yochanan Diyal Shisivcha Bezakeno Ba Peres Alpha P Show Sifa Masayim Aser. Now, in the previous statement of Rav Yochanan, he talked about the grafting. A new tree with an old tree. And what did Rav Yochanan say? He said that the if there is a ratio of 1 to 2, even though there's a ratio of 1 to 200, that's going to be aser. So, but what you see from there is that the new growth is going to be aser. However, previously, it doesn't sound like the original old tree is going to be aser. That Ron points out, Amar lo asi gidulim avat l'nikar. And meanwhile, over here, we're taking this idea and going even one step further. Not only is the new growth going to have a new status, but the new growth is going to actually give status to the old, to the original. So the Ron points out, Amar ayninu v'alibad Rav Yochanan. So on this one specific point, the previous Rabbi Yochanan, quoted by Rabbi Abahu, is not perfectly synced with our current position of Rabbi Yochanan, said the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Just to summarize, they both agree that new growth is new and is not just simply an extension of the old and of the old bulb or of the old tree. New growth is considered new. That's where they agree. But where they depart from one another is that in the previous statement of Rav Yochanan, the new growth is not going to affect the old, the original. According to this version of Rav Yochanan, the new growth is actually, if it's greater than the original, it's actually going to give new status to the original. Okay, so not perfect alignment with one another, but they both agree that the new growth is considered a new entity and not just simply an extension of the original. Good.
The second case by Rabbi Yochanan, I think we mentioned yesterday, is the Rabbanan. The other ones.
They're both. Yeah. In other words, right. In the case of the tree, yes. We point this out yesterday. In the case of the tree, that seems to be an issa d'oraisa. That's arla. And over here, we're talking about trumas and maisos of an onion, which is a derabbanan. And the Gemara, right. We made this observation yesterday. I didn't see anyone. Discuss this issue, but the Gemara is unfazed by the fact that these two halachas are operating on two different levels, one deraisa and the other derabbanan, and the Gemara is unfazed by that. And I guess the idea is that once you have a principle, that you would apply it to both deraisas and to derabbanans. But that's right. It's a good point. Okay. Stay tuned, Hedy. That was a very prescient comment. Stay tuned, as you'll see, your prophetic comment is going to come back. Is going to come back later this morning. Okay. So Lefiku Alma, three lines from the bottom of Nunzainam and Beis Alma Osangi Dulem Evalenikar. So you see that the new growth is going to nullify the original, meaning the new growth is not an extension of the original. It's actually new. And moreover, the new growth is actually, if it's greater than the original, is going to actually change the status of the original. Good. So where do we stand right now? It seems like Now we have, previously the score was 2-1. Now the score is 3-1. We have three statements, two of them made by Rav Yochanan, all saying that the new growth is not an extension of the old. And our original question was, how do we view new growth? Is it merely an extension of the original, or is it considered a new entity? And so what we now see, we seem to be working in the singular direction, at least a preponderance of position within the Gemara, is that new growth is considered new. Right. Correct. But if, right, agreed and understood. However, if the new growth is just an extension of the original, so then whatever the original is, that's what the new growth is going to be deemed as well. That would have been the halacha, but the Gemara seems to side that's not true. So the Gemara simply says, look, your point is well taken. However, it could be that over here, it's a chumra. It represents a stringency. So maybe fundamentally, the new growth really does gain the status as the original. Really, that could be so fundamentally. Over here, merely as a chumra, so we're going to require the person to take off Trumas and Maestros, but that's not really fundamentally what's happening. That's what right now what the Gemara is suggesting, so that these halachas that we just stated are not representative of what the fundamental position is. They're just taking a more stringent viewpoint. And by the way, Danny, we can make this point once again. It is fascinating now because essentially what the Gemara is suggesting is that not only are we going to be stringent when not unnecessary, I mean, obviously they felt it was necessary, but we're going to be stringent on a din derabanan, meaning we're talking about trumas and maestros of an onion, which is a din derabanan. So that's very interesting. How the Gemara, right, again, the Gemara seems to be unfazed by that. Ela min hadar d'tanya. So the Gemara says, okay, let's consider now the following. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we're now on the top of Nunches Amad Aleph, called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Anything that will become mutter, right? This is the concept of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It is not a foreign concept to us. We've just went over this at length on Daf Nun Beis, just less than a week ago. But now we get to see it again. Here the Gemara speaks about it straightforward. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, which means that something which is currently prohibited, but if we wait a little bit of time, it will become permitted. Kagon, I'll give you examples. Tevel, Maaser Sheni VeHekdesh VeChadash. Four examples that are given a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Let's tackle each one of them. Number one, Tevel. Tevel means produce that's untithed. When is it going to become mutter? Very easy. When I take off Trumas and Maestros. And let's also point out that the Ram makes this point. This is not my point. I could rectify everything over here without having to take Trumas and Maestros from this particular pile, because we know the halacha is that I take off Trumas and Maestros either from this pile, or I could take another pile of produce, same produce. I could take another pile of produce and be mafish Trumas and Maestros from the other pile onto this pile. So in other words, really everything over here can be rectified. So, and not only that, but we can also add another point. It's a mitzvah to do so. So unlike other things which could become mutter, here it's an imperative that becomes mutter because I have to take off Trumas and Maestros. It's a mitzvah to do so. Next, Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is also a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's also something which is going to become mutter. Same thing by Hekdesh. Why? The Ran points out, Pidyon. Because we have this idea of redemption. Trumah is unredeemable. Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh are redeemable. So therefore, even though right now in its current state I cannot eat the Maaser Sheni, however, I redeem it onto coin, onto currency, and then later at a later point in time I'll take the currency up to Yerushalayim and spend it on food and eat in Yerushalayim. But through the act of pidyon, I could redeem it, and then it's going to become mutter. So that's why Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh also is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And Chadash is the best example of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Because what do you need to do for Chadash in order for it to become mutter? All you need to do is just wait. Because any grains that took root or was harvested over the course of this year, so we take the grain and we wait. And the second day of Pesach rolls around. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you bring the Karban Omer. Without the Beis HaMikdash, you'll wait till the end of the day Either way, you wait, and it becomes mutter. So these four examples are examples of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So lo natnu behem chachamim shir. So what's the rule regarding davar sheyesh lo matirin? Bittul blocking. Right, we discussed this just a short week ago. Bittul blocking means that the Chachamim disallowed any bittul to occur, regardless of the ratio of how much I have of this and something which is mutter. There's not going to be bittul. Why? So Rashi and Beitza says, because all we need to do is just wait. We don't have to rely on bittul. Wait until it becomes mutter, and then everything is going to be fine. If you remember back on Nun Beis, so the Ran gave a much more intricate and elaborate explanation of why there's no bittul. Go back to Daf Nun Beis. Go play back 52. I went through it at length. But anyway, right now suffice to say, right, that was a min bimino, Rabbi Yehuda. So right now suffice to say that there's just simply no bittul when it comes to davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'chol davar she'ein lo matirin, and let's now go to the flip side, and what about something that that does not have a heter, meaning your classic yisurim kigon, and examples of that would be truma, trumas meiser, chala, arla, kalai hakerem. So all these various yisurim, which there simply is no heter. Truma, okay, that's 2% that I take off of the produce. Trumas meiser, 10% that's taken off of from the levi's meiser. Chala, 24th or 48th that's taken off the dough. Arla, any fruit that grows for the first 3 years. Klai Akerim, any mixture. Nasna Bahem Chachamim Shir. There the Chachamim gave a shear. Now, by the way, just as a parenthetical note, the shear for them, for Bittul is not the same by everything. For Truma Trumas Meister and Chala, the ratio is going to be 1 to 100. For Klai Akerim and for Arla, the ratio is 1 to 200. Good. But the point is that because there's no heter, so therefore, it's going to be subject to bittul. Amr lo v'alo shviyas ein lo matirin, v'lo nasnu b'chachamim shior. So the Gemara says, okay, now what about shviyas? In other words, any fruit that grows during the Shemitah year. So there's no heter, there's no allowance per se, and the Chachamim didn't give a shear, did not? We learned in a Mishnah, shviyas oseres kol shehu, b'mina, that if I have Shemitah produce, and it gets mixed up with non-Shemitah produce, so it's going to create iser kol shehu b'mina in any amount, and it bothers the Gemara. Meaning, why should it be that there's no bittul when it comes to peros shvis, peros shmita? It's davar she'ein lo matirin. There's no heter. So amar lahem. So the response to that was afani lo amarti al labior. No, you're wrong. You're wrong in your assumption. You thought that when we said that there's no bittul by peres shviyas, so that's only as it relates to the halachas of beer. Avala achila beno sein tam. But when it comes to the eating and the consumption, so then it's nesinas tam. So in other words, we're going to make a very simple distinction in the world of Shemitah, and that is that if I'm going to come and eat it, so that's considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin, meaning that we know the halacha is that what do you do with perish Shemitah? You eat it. That's the only thing you can do with it. If I have perish Shemitah, perish Shviyas, get mixed up with other fruit, so why? There's not going to be bittul. But why not? It's very simple, because I can eat it. And the Ran points out over here, my ability to eat it makes this mixture like a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because I have the ability to eat it. As it relates to the halacha of biur, meaning once the season of the fruit expires, and so then the fruit has to be, I'm going to put it in quotations, the fruit has to be destroyed, and this fruit gets mixed in with other fruits, now we could talk about bittul, because now the fruit is subject to an iser with no heter, and so therefore now it's got to be, so now we could talk in terms of bittul. Period, ad kan. What did we what did we learn from all this? So the Gemara is about to explain. So avala achil benosin tam v'dilma. Sorry. Period. Okay. Adkan. That is the end of the brisa. The Ran points out at this juncture, what is Gemara gleaning from all this? Meaning that was a lot of good information. A lot of great information. But obviously the Gemara is focused on one central point, and that is, how do we view growth? So the Gemara is assuming, right now, says the Ran, that what we did is that we were talking about Bittul as it relates to the Shemitah produce. So what happened with the Shemitah produce? Again, the Gemara is assuming, the Ran spells this out, that we took the Shemitah produce, you put it back in the ground, new growth grew around the Shemitah produce, and meanwhile, the Braisa was talking in terms of Bittul. Good. So the Gemara says, Vidilma hanami l'chumra shani. So the Gemara says, once again, it may be, the Braisa over here is not speaking to the fundamental halacha. The fundamental halacha is that really new growth is considered part of the original. But in terms of these halachas as recorded in the Braisa, that the new growth is going to, there could or there could not be bittul, meaning the new growth is considered like a new entity, maybe that is as it relates to a chumrah. But it doesn't speak to the fundamental halacha. So back to the Gemara, we're more than halfway down on the page on Nunches Amud Aleph, Elamin Adah Pashta. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe we can learn it from the following. Didnan is the Mishnah. Bitzalm Shiyadu Aleim Geshamim. Let's say we have onions. Once again, we keep referring to onions because we're looking at, the whole question is centered around a particular fruit or vegetable. Obviously, it's much more relevant to vegetables, where I put the seed in the ground, and there's growth, but the seed, the original seed, is still in existence. So like the onion bulb. The onion bulb is why we keep going back to that example, because it really speaks to this question that we're dealing with. So what happened is that I took an onion, I put it in the ground, and then it rains on the ground. The onion itself came off the ground. The onion, the original onion itself, was a product of the Shemitah year. And, other way around. The onion itself was of the sixth year. And then I take it and I put it in the ground during the seventh year. And then it rains. Vitsamchu. And there's new growth. So, once again, we're speaking now a little bit about farming and farming onions. I have no personal experience over here. So I'm just going to go with the Gemara.
How do you love the fasting on
You're right. In other words, you shouldn't have put it in the ground anyway during the Shemitah year. Okay. Anyway, imhayu alin. Here's a little that I know that doesn't really resolve your question, but in other words, for preservation of vegetables, what they used to do back then is they used to put it in the ground, and that just kept it from
planting. But
it's just as a way of preserving it. I know that because the Gemara in Shabbos discusses let's say on Shabbos you want to it's already detached from the ground. It was just placed in the ground because you just wanted to keep it fresh. So can you on Shabbos now just simply pull it up from the ground? You're not being ochre. You're not detaching it. You're just pulling it from the ground and you're moving earth. And okay, that was the Gemara Shabbos discussion. So fine. Anyway, v'tzamchu and it takes root and it takes root. Im hayu alin shalahem shechorim asurim. So if the leaves are black, so it's going to be asur. The Ran explains that the black leaves are indicative of the fact that now that it's in the ground, so there's actually new growth. And new growth in the ground during the Shemitah year is going to be considered perishvies, and therefore it's going to be usr. Horiku, however, if the leaves are still green, mutarin, so then it's going to be mutter. Because that's indicative of the fact that there was no new growth. And this fruit, in principle, is still a six-year, this vegetable, this onion, is still a six-year vegetable. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer. So Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is basically going to agree with the point. He just looks to a different telltale sign. Im yicholni talsh ba'alin shalahen, asurin. If the leaves are so strong that I can pull the onion out through the leaves, so then that means that there was new growth during the Shemitah year. Uchenegdan lamotzei shvias. And by the way, we're going to take this very same demarcation and apply it to motzei shvias as well. Meaning, if I took peiros shvias, an onion that grew during the Shemitah year, and I put it back in the ground during the eighth year. So once again, according to the Tanna Kamma, if the leaves are blackened, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos, if I can pull the onion up from the leaves, so now that tells me that that there was new growth, and that the new growth grew during the eighth year, and the Braisa says mutarim. So the Braisa says that it's going to be mutter. Here's a good Braisa, meaning when I say good Braisa, I mean that here the Braisa speaks to the idea that new growth is not considered like the old, and the Braisa is being machmir, and it's being mekel. Because the Braisa over here deals with two different cases. It deals with a case where I took a six-year fruit and planted it and put it in the ground during the seventh year, and the Braisa, excuse me, and the Braisa talks about taking a seventh-year produce, a seventh-year onion, which has Kedusha Shvi'is, and putting it back in the ground the eighth year. And the Braisa says that as long as there was new growth, and let's just assume that the new growth exceeded the old, so then the Braisa says it's going to be mutter. So here we have a perfect illustration of this idea of new growth, and we're not just being machmir, but we're also going to be mekel as well. So this certainly seems to indicate lememra, back to the Gemara, de gedule heter malin es ha'iser. So it sounds like over here that we have gedule heter, growth during the heter year, growth during the eighth year, and A, it has new status, it's not Shemitah, and B, if it exceeds the original, it's actually going to nullify the original. Okay, good. Sounds like we landed on a Braisa that really speaks strongly to the idea that new growth is considered a new entity. Vidilma, the Gemara deflects the proof. B'meduchanim, maybe suggests the Gemara that the original bulb was ground up. Meaning that, again, it's not the simple pshat in the Braisa, the Gemara is just simply deflecting the proof, but maybe the original bulb, before it was put back in the ground during the eighth year, it was ground up. And so what?
Like beer, you mean?
Huh? No, just physically ground up. Just physically ground up and put back in the ground. Don't ask me the question, will it grow new growth? Because I don't know the answer to that question. But based on the Gemara's deflection, it sounds like yes. The answer to that question is yes. So, and essentially what the Gemara now is deflecting is that maybe had the bulb been original and intact, so then the new growth would be just simply an extension of the original bulb. But because the bulb now is ground up, so therefore any new growth is not going to take on the status of the original bulb because the original bulb is not intact. This is the Gemara just simply deflecting the proof. Element Adad Detanya. So the Gemara says, okay, now let's consider the following Braisa. We're now in the very top of Nunches Amud Beis. Hamenachesh Makusi. Let's say I am weeding together with a kusi. And bechasios, and him and I are working together on the chasios. So we'll see in just a moment. Basically, back to onions once again. Okay, but I'm giving away some of the Gemara coming up. Ochel mehem achilas arai, umeasren vaday. So now you want to snack on them a little bit, take a little bite out of this chasios. That's fine, and you have to take off meiser bevados definitively. Generally speaking, produce purchased from a kusi has the status of demai, although that really is more relevant to the Amma Aretz. Not over here. Over here, we're assuming that he did not take off Shumas Amaisos at all, and so therefore you're required to take it off Vadai. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im Yisrael Chal Shadal Shvi'is, this is the part now that we want to zoom in on, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, if you know that there's a Jew who's chashad al shvi'is, meaning he plants during the Shemitah year, right? People, right, in unfortunately, right, or fortunately, I mean, you know, depending on whether this is constructive Lashon Hara, but everyone's talking about the fact that during the Shemitah year, this guy's planting his produce in the ground. So, lemotzei shvi'is mutter. So, during the Shemitah year, obviously, so the Paris has Kedusha Shvi'is, and therefore, subject to all the rules, regulations, and restrictions of Paris Shvi'is. However, if the bulb continues to sit in the ground during the eighth year, and there's new growth, so that new growth is going to be mutter. So once again, it sounds like that the new... more than sounds like. It's pretty clear that the new growth does not have the status of the original bulb. The new growth is considered that which grew during the eighth year. And moreover than that, we're also going to move on to that second point, which is that if the new growth exceeds that of the original bulb gets nullified. Okay, lememra, and once again, the Gemara arrives at this conclusion. Digedule heter malin esayisr, that the new growth is going to nullify the original. So, v'dilma b'davar shazar kala. So the Gemara suggests, again, an attempt to deflect, well, maybe the produce in question over here, the original seed decomposes. Hatanya, the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not true. Elo ena chasios, because what was clearly described in this brisa was chasios. Now, up until now, we didn't know what it was, but then the Gemara now is going to tell us. Get going. Haluf, hashem, v'habit salim. So the brisa tells us that chasios is basically garlic onion. In other words, the type of vegetables where the bulb does not deteriorate and does not disintegrate. V'dilma b'duchanim, once again, the Gemara suggests, well, maybe we ground it up, the original bulb. Chashad al shvias ketani, the Gemara says, no, he's chashad al shvias, meaning we're talking about a person who is not scrupulous. He's not going to be grinding up the bulb. He's not going to be going through the trouble. V'dilma b'tarovis, once again, the Gemara is trying to deflect. Again, the Gemara, you know, in other words, even though the simple pshat in the brisa seems to be speaking strongly, but you know how the Gemara operates. The Gemara only is going to accept a proof if there's absolutely no other way to explain the brisa. Maybe, suggests the Gemara, we're talking about where this onion gets mixed up with other onions. Hamenachish ketani. So the Gemara says, once again, no. Because the way the brisa starts off the case, we're talking about a person's umenachish. Meaning all he's doing is out in the field, he's weeding, he's removing the produce that's out in the field, and it's not the case that it get mixed up with any other types of vegetables. Okay, period. Period. Sounds pretty clear over here that that new growth has new status and not the original bulb. So did you see now where we've turned this whole discussion? The beginning of today's shiur, when we started the discussion, we quoted Rabbi Yochanan, we quoted Rabbi Yonasan, and both were strongly of the opinion that when I have new growth that grows off old, and the old is still extant, it's still in existence, so Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan at the beginning of today's shiur were of the opinion that that the new growth is just merely an extension of the old, and that the new growth does not have new status, it remains with the same status as the original. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. Meanwhile, after an extensive study of statements from the Amoraim and Mishnayos and Braisos, the Gemara seems now to have arrived at a very different conclusion. The Gemara's conclusion now is that no, that when you have new growth, the new growth has new status. And it's not just a chumra, even as a kula. The case that we just went over was where an onion was grown during the Shemitah year, put back in the ground during the eighth year, new growth exceeded the original, and the brisa says it all becomes mutter, it all becomes permissible. So it now sounds like from the Gemara that our conclusion seems to be different than where we started off the whole morning. And lema tihavit yufta de Rabbi Yochanan u de Rabbi Yonasan. And so therefore the Gemara, after going through this extensive discussion, the Gemara now says, look, I think now we have posed a very significant question against Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Shanya Shvias. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, I could still defend their position. Their position is that new growth is really an extension of the old. We have just quoted a brisa that does not seem to conclude that way. The Gemara says, we'll make the following differentiation. This case over here is talking specifically about Shvias. In the world of Shvias, we could say that new growth and old are different, even though, generally speaking, that's not true. How could we make such a distinction? Next line of the Gemara. Ho'ol v'isura al yedei karka, betelta nami al yedei karka. So the Gemara says, look, when it comes to Shemitah, how is the Isser of Shemitah generated? Through the land. How is the heter or the bitel of Shemitah going to be generated? Also through the land. Okay. Shemitah is different because it achieves status specifically through the land. Now, I know that sounds strange because...
It's a function of time also.
It's a function of time, meaning we are speaking about... Well, the only thing we've been speaking about this morning is the agricultural halachas of Eretz Yisrael. Arla, Kalai HaKerim, right, Trumas, Maestros. And the Gemara says, you know, Shemitah is different because it involves the land. And so, therefore, it really begs the question, how is Shemitah different than all the other agricultural halachas that we just went through? All the other agricultural halachas also involve the land. So the Ran doesn't really speak much to the answer the Gemara just gave. And so I'm going to direct our attention to Tosfos. And Tosfos over here writes the following. It's a clear way of presenting what really is at the core difference between the halachas of Shemitah and all the other halachas that were mentioned. It's well. I'll read the Tosfos I'll go over the way that Tosfos formulates the distinction. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the lines of Tosfos. I know it's very small. This is really just me complaining about how small it is. Amar Rav Yitzchak Shani Shviyas Hol V'Yisrael Ayde Karka Batla Nami Ayde Karka Klamar. Tosfos writes Shviyas Hetera V'Yisurei Tala Ayde Karka. When it comes to Shemitah, everything is dependent on the ground. Ein hataras gidulin talui b'maisa ha'adam. You see, when it comes to Shemitah, our actions really don't impact much in terms of what the status is. Dechi as yeshminis im heter, avala el b'hach de'yalda shesivcha b'zekena. And let's contrast that to everything we mentioned up until now. Right, let's go back to the case of the grafting. In the case of the grafting, obviously it's connected to the ground. Obviously. But that's not how the Isser is created. Ha-heta talui b'maisa ha-adam. Because in the case of grafting, it requires my intervention. I'm taking a tree that's below 3 years of age and grafting it with a tree that's above 3 years of age. She-sifcha. V'damila mevata isser b'tchila. You know what, says Tosafos? It's very much like me trying to create bittul. Shvius mim'ela. Mishtarin Gidulav, Lamote Shvias. However, when it comes to Shemitah, everything happens naturally, organically, kind of on its own. Meaning, what happens without my human intervention? If I have anything that grows wild during the Shemitah year, what status does it have? Shemitah. If it grows wild during the eighth year, what status does it have? Not Shemitah. So in other words, Shemitah is different, says Tosfos, because the heter in the Isser occurs... I mean this both literally and halachically. It occurs organically, on its own. On the other hand, when it comes to Arla and Kalaya Karen, I need human intervention. Meaning, what I'm doing is I'm grafting a new and an old. What I'm doing with Kalaya is I'm planting two different species together. So it's not just the ground on its own that's creating the Isser. It's the ground plus human intervention. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Shemitah, it really is... The status is really created by the ground in of itself. That's why, argues the Gemara now, in defense of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan, we could say, you're right, the Braisa does say that new growth in the eighth year has a new status. But that's because Shemitah is fundamentally different. What makes it different is that status for Shemitah and non-Shemitah really occurs on its own. There's no need of human intervention. That's why if I have a bulb that comes from the Shemitah year, I put it in the ground. Now I know I put it in the ground, but that's true. But still, Shemitah, the way Shemitah operates and non-Shemitah operates is really organically. That's why any new growth that occurs during the eighth year is considered like a new status. And we could go back and go over the cases of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. And we could say that because those type of agricultural halachas require human intervention, so therefore the new is really going to be grounded in the old. That is the Gemara's distinction between this case and Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. So right now the Gemara is supporting and defending them.
Like human creation versus Hashem's creation without human intervention.
Right. Correct. Hare Meiser. Let's do the following. Let's stop over here. Eventually. I told you this is a long discussion. Tomorrow the Gemara concludes on the topic. So we'll conclude on the topic tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop over here. Let's just quickly summarize. Really, just an unbelievably long run-on sentence was today's daf. It did not did not have a beginning, does not have an end. We're in the middle of a discussion, but let's just quickly summarize. Question on the table is, when I put something in the ground where the seed does not deteriorate, the classic example we keep referring to is the onion, and then there's new growth, how do we view that new growth? As A, an extension of the old, which means that whatever the status of the old was, the new growth has the same status, or B, a totally new entity, not of the same status. Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan were of the opinion that anything that grows off the old has the status of the old. It's a status quo, so to say, of the original bulb. That's the opinions of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. And meanwhile, the Gemara cited a number of different statements, Mishnayos, Brisos, and statements amongst Amoraim that disagree. Right now, the Gemara is in the middle of making a differentiation between Shemitah versus all other agricultural halachas. The way Tosos presents it, Shemitah is organic. The other agricultural halachas require human intervention. And that's why right now the Gemara makes a distinction between the two. Tomorrow we'll pick it up. We'll start five lines from the bottom. Hare Meiser. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.